message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome you to this mid-year fast, and I want you to wave to your next person to you and say, welcome to this mid-year fast. Hallelujah. And I know that God will bless you gloriously in the name of Jesus. I said God will bless you gloriously in the name of Jesus. You are not saying it as if you believe it. God will bless you gloriously in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are opening day one and we are looking at introduction to supernatural restoration. Introduction to supernatural restoration. I want you to know it is the desire of the Lord to release unto you the former rain and the latter rain, and to restore all that has been taken away from you, and that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been taken away from you, it shall be restored in these 12 days in the name of Jesus. I want you to have faith. Have strong faith in God. Have what? Strong faith, because God is set to do something. Hallelujah. And he's going to do it greatly in your life in the name of Jesus. Quickly, without taking much of our time, what is supernatural restoration? What is supernatural restoration? Number one, I'll be a little bit fast because I want to have enough time to pray. Number one is, it is the reclaiming or reassessing of lost or stolen blessing. Reclaiming, reassessing, retaking, repossession of lost or stolen blessings. Perhaps there is something that has been lost or that has been stolen from you. I want you to know that today you are going to repossess them all in the name of Jesus. Before the end of these 12 days, you will repossess them all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, this fast, as always, is not a ritual. Don't think it's a ritual that, oh, we'll do it, we'll do 12 days. No. It's an encounter. Hallelujah. And testimonies are abound of what God has been doing via this program. And I want to tell you, please be set for a miracle. Be prepared for a wonder. Be prepared for something great. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number two, it is to repossess all favor lost in the past. It is to repossess all favor that has been lost in the past. It is to repossess all favor that has been lost in the past. Whatsoever favor that you have lost in the past, you are repossessing them all in the name of Jesus. Number three, to recapture, reclaim, and retake all blessing that the wicked has stolen. I don't know that blessing that the enemy has stolen. You are retaking them all in the name of Jesus. You know, there was a time that the enemy came to the camp of King David in Gilgal, and they struck the camp, and they took their wife and their children, and they took everything away. And King David cried to God, and God said, pursue, because you will do what? You will overtake, and you will surely recover. I speak prophetically to someone this evening that you will pursue in these 12 days. You will overtake in the name of Jesus, and you will surely recover all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be here, because God is here. Hallelujah. Number four. The repossession of lost glory and blessing and dominion. There are some glories that have been lost. There are some blessings that have been lost. Tonight, I pray for someone that you will reclaim them all and you will repossess them all in the name of Jesus. When you take possession of something, it means you take ownership of it. You will take ownership in the name of Jesus. Number five, to take back lost glory, color, destiny, speedily, to take it back speedily. To take it back speedily. You are taking back speedily in the name of Jesus. Every lost glory, every lost destiny, every color and beauty that has been lost is going to be recovered in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to know that we are not destined to be a victim, but to be a victor. Because we are fighting from the position of victory, not from the position of a victim. So we must understand this so that we can claim that which belongs to us. And you will claim it in Jesus' name. Say, I will claim it in the name of Jesus. Christ came to give us blessing and to give us freely. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 32, the Bible says, He has not spared His own Son. God has not spared His own Son, but delivered Him for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us what? All things. Freely do what? In the package of Christ comes all things. In the package of salvation comes all things. Praise the Lord. In the package of the cross comes all things, including eternal life, including children, including good health, including victory over sin, including dominion over every attack of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has given us Christ, and He has with Him given us all things with what? Freely. But you know what the agenda of the devil is? The agenda of the devil is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. And the painful part is that many of us focus rather on the agenda of the devil, rather on the package that has been delivered to us via Jesus Christ through salvation. Many of us, we focus on the agenda of the devil rather than focus on the package that has been delivered unto us through salvation via the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want you to prepare yourself, because that package will be delivered fully and totally unto you in the name of Jesus. The enemy has come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come to do what? To give life, and to do it what? That you might have it more abundantly. That is His plan. John chapter 10 verse 10. He has come to give you life, and you will receive life in the name of Jesus. I speak to anyone that is sick in their body this evening, that receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive vitality in the name of Jesus. I curse the root of that infirmity in the name of Jesus. Because in Christ there is victory over infirmity. I decree in the name of Jesus, every infirmity dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. We could see that the devil is aiming just to steal and to kill and to destroy. And it is important for every believer to know this. Because the Bible says that in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The knowledge of what you have, you have victory over that thing. Any challenge that you have full knowledge of, you already have victory over it. Hallelujah. Any issue or circumstances that you have full wisdom and knowledge over, you already have victory. Hallelujah. Because we have the knowledge of the agenda of the devil, we have already accessed victory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight, God is giving you that victory in the name of Jesus. Why is restoration necessary? Why is the restoration necessary? Number one, your restoration is what Christ came for. Shekinah. Your restoration is what Christ came for. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 8b, say, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. John chapter 3, verse 8b. For this cause, the Son of Man was manifested, that He might do what? Destroy the works. That's 1 John 3. Destroy the works of the devil. Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And every work of the devil in your life, in your destiny, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. He was manifested. That means He was present on earth to destroy the works of the devil. Number two, the world is waiting for your manifestation. Say, the world is waiting for my manifestation. Say, the world is waiting for my manifestation. I can see some of us not saying it. Say it as if you mean it. The world is waiting for my manifestation. The world is waiting for my glorious manifestation. The world is waiting for my powerful manifestation. Hallelujah. Because you are going to manifest gloriously in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some blessings that when you are blessed, you cannot hide it. A woman that has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for 10 years suddenly becomes pregnant. She can only hide it for some few weeks and some few months. A time is coming that she will not be able to hide it any longer. Why? Because it's a blessing that cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. There are some blessings, no matter how you try to hide them, you cannot hide. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not even in this media age. Even when you want to hide, somebody will help you to put it on for people to see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know that God is going to bless you so much. Even if you try to hide, the blessing will be too much. You will not be able to hide it. In the name of Jesus. You know, when God stepped into the boat of Peter, Apostle Peter, he has been toiling all night. And at the command of Jesus, he let down his net. And the Bible says he caught a draught. And then the boat, the ship, he filled his ship. Even if he didn't want to call the other to help, the thing was too much that his own ship began to sink. And he needed to call them. I said, please come. Please come. I needed your help. The kind of harvest you will enjoy in these 12 days will be so much that people around you will run to Christ because of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The world waited for the earnest manifestation of the creature. The earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are going to manifest in the name of Jesus. People will see your glory and they will come to the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some results that when you get it in your academics, you can't hide it. Hello? You can't hide it. You cannot hide. There are some people that when result is released, we always go to check their results. I don't know if you have been there before. When result is released like this, you will first leave your own, you will go and check. Because you know, if this person scored this, then every one of us will score. Let's say the person scored 50, you know that the chances that any other person will score above 50 is minimal. Why? Because that person is the reference point. You will become a reference point in the name of Jesus. I say you will become a reference point in the name of Jesus. A reference point so much that when in your family they want to hold meeting, though you are the younger, they will say, let's wait for him. Let's wait for her. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some meetings when you are not there, the meeting will not hold. Hallelujah. In your organization, when there is a meeting for people to hold, they will wait for you. Why? Because you carry the solution. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. How to secure supernatural restoration? Number one, be born again. Be born again. I can say this 1,000 times. Be born again. To be born again is not to be born in the church. To be born again is not to be born carrying the Bible. If you like, carry the Bible from heaven. That does not qualify you to be born again. To be born again does not mean your father is the bishop or your mother is the apostle or prophetess. To be born again does not qualify you. Those things doesn't qualify you. That you know and you can memorize the scripture is not what makes you to be born again. There are people that are not in the same faith and they know the scripture very well. Praise the Lord. Even the devil knows the scriptures and he quoted the scriptures. Hallelujah. To be born again means to give your life to Christ. And this is what brings you into restoration of all lost blessings. You know why? Because when you give your life to Christ, the old you dies. The new you is born. Hallelujah. And the new you that is born with the power that raised Christ from the dead. And the power that raised Christ from the dead, death cannot hold him captive. Hallelujah. So nothing can hold you captive because you have arisen with Christ. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is what is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, whatever you have lost has gone. You have recovered them all afresh. In newer edition. Praise the Lord. Maybe the edition you lost is fifth edition. When you give your life to Christ, the latest one is what is delivered to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything becomes new. You come back in the newness of Christ, in the newness of power. And I want to challenge you this evening, if you are watching us online or you are here in the auditorium, you know in your heart of hearts that you are not born again. Please, when the time for altar call is made, don't hesitate. Don't look at who is next to you. It is not the issue of who is next to me or who is looking at me. It is the issue of me possessing that which God has prepared for me. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Very, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You cannot possess the power for total restoration until you belong into that kingdom. You are born into the kingdom. Hello? So you need to secure this. The primary thing is what? Give your life to Christ. Be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. May you receive the power to see the kingdom, to enjoy the benefits of the kingdom, and to live in the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Brethren, Christ has come to redeem you from the curse of the flesh and from the curse of the law. That is what Christ has come to do. To redeem from the curse of the law and from the curse of flesh. All you need to do is to give your life to him. And as you do this, may you receive strength to have everything that you have lost restored back to you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, salvation is not coming to church or knowing how to sing. Salvation is an encounter with Christ. And the key to that encounter is you giving your life to him. So tonight, I pray that God will give you the grace to do so in the name of Jesus. Number two, how to secure supernatural restoration. Number two is secure power. You secure what? Power. Mark chapter 3 verse 27. Mark chapter 3 verse 27 says, "No man can enter into a strong man's house except what? He first bind a strong man." You can't enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods and take his goods. Except you first do what? Bind the strong man. Then you will do what? You will spoil his house. Tonight we are spoiling some houses that has taken possession of our possession. In these 12 days we are going to break into some places to recover that which has been taken from us. But you need power. You know, when a little child has a big uncle, the child is bold to challenge anybody. I don't know if you have been there before. You have a big uncle, and some bully are trying to bully you, and your uncle just appear right about the corner. You receive courage to challenge the bully. You know why? Because somebody is backing you. What connects you to that person is the bat. It's because you are connected to him by blood. And that is why number one is important. You have to be connected to Christ to secure the power. And we are securing that power in the name of Jesus. And when you secure this power, you have access to spoil the strong man. And that we are going to do in the name of Jesus. It's in the book of Exodus chapter 4 verse 23. Pharaoh would not let the people of God go until God manifested his power. "And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. If thou refuse to let him go, behold, that is war, I will show you." Behold. Yoruba language means war. Look very well. Behold, war. "I will show you. Say, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn." Exodus 12:12. Hallelujah. And until the enemy sees power, the enemy will not release and let go. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, God carried out this. It wasn't a threat. Said, behold, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. Why? Because I am the Lord. God is going to execute judgment against everyone exercising power over your destiny in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is standing in the place of God, that wants to make himself God over your destiny, God is executing judgment over them in the name of Jesus. And when God showed power, when there was a show of power, Pharaoh succumbed and he released the people of God. Your enemy will succumb to power in the name of Jesus, because you are accessing power in the name of Jesus. You know, the devil is not a gentle person, and the only language that can handle him is violence. Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Brethren, you need violence sometimes to take that which belongs to you. You can't sit down and be doing, devil, give me my blessing, give me my blessing. It won't give you. As we cry to God this evening, God will visit you in Jesus' name. Number three, cry out to God violently. How do I get my supernatural restoration? By crying out to God violently. As we engage in prayers today, you will access supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. Cry to God like you are the only person here, and the other person with you is God. Jacob realizes that he could not stand before his brother, a very smart man. He knew that Esau will deal with him. And candidly, Esau was actually preparing to deal with him. But he had an encounter with God. And that encounter changed the whole situation. Tonight, as you have an encounter with God, every situation will be changed in the name of Jesus. I say it will be changed in the name of Jesus. The story is in the book of Genesis chapter 32. God will visit you and restore all that you have lost to you in the name of Jesus. Cry to God, and God will bring back all that you have lost. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I said, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. You know, Jacob knew that he's powerless against Esau. Time would not permit us to read the story, but I will just read a little. Verse 6, he sent some messengers, and the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, we have come to thy brother Esau, and he also cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. If you are going to meet somebody, do you need 400 men? Hello? Do you need 400 men ready to fight? 400. The guy was prepared for battle. The guy was ready to devour, to seek his revenge. Hallelujah. And Jacob started shaking. And he started scheming. But in verse 11 he cried. He said, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. He cried out to God. He cried out to God. And God answered his prayers. Tonight, God will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. And he rose up at night to pray. And in verse 24, and the Bible said, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him on the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he still wrestled. Why? Because he knew that I have to prevail. Tonight and in these 12 days, I want to encourage you, be prepared for battle and to prevail. And you will prevail in the name of Jesus. I said you will prevail in the name of Jesus. And in verse 33, after that encounter, you know why? Because he's no longer the same person. He has become a new person. Jacob died. Israel came alive. So when Esau met Jacob, Esau was not meeting Jacob. Esau was meeting Israel, the covenant. He was not meeting Jacob, because Jacob died at the wrestling with the man, the angel of God. So when Esau met him, Esau met Israel, not Jacob. And he has no option than to bow. Your enemies will bow before you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Jacob lifted up his eye, and behold, Esau came with 400 men. But verse 4, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. That is the power that is available when a man can prevail with God. When you prevail with God, even your enemy will be subdued, and they will submit unto you in the name of Jesus. I said your enemy will be subdued, and they will submit unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This evening, if you are still operating by the scheme of Jacob, tonight is time for you to drop Jacob and take on Israel. All heads bow, all eyes closed. You know in your heart of heart that your ways are not right. You know in your heart of heart that you are far away from God, and you want to make things right with God. I want you to bow down your heart, everybody, all eyes closed, all eyes closed, all heads bow. You know in your heart of heart you want to give your life to Christ. Please, I want you to just signify by waving your hand to Jesus. You know that you are not right with God. Something is not right. Something is not right. Something is not right between you and God, and you want to make it right. Tonight, God is ready. God is ready. God is ready. God is ready. He's ready to receive you. He's ready. He's ready. All you need to do is just wave your hands to Jesus. If you are lifting those hands, God bless you. If you are taking that decision also, you are watching us online and you are taking that same decision, we'd like to hear from you. Kindly send us an SMS via the email address that has been displayed on the screen right now, or you send us a WhatsApp or SMS message via the telephone number that has been displayed right now on the screen. God bless you if you are taking that decision. God bless you. God bless you. If you are taking that decision, I want you to pray with this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sins. Give me the grace to come to you. Tonight, as I've come to you, cast me not away. Receive me unto yourself in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me from my evil ways, and give me the grace to live with you all the days of my life. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and write my name in the book of life, and let your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus. God bless you for taking that decision. God bless you. God bless you. Can we all please rise up on our feet as we begin to thank God? Let's give him all the praises. Let's give him all the honor.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.